They're going to start the show.
OG, hey, look at me. Ain't got no PDO card. And most people, they're wary of me.
Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show, June 10th. It says it's 2010, but I think it's like 2100 or something. I think I got a couple sidekicks here. Is Steve there?
Yes, sir.
How's it going on the bearish side?
Pretty good. I'm doing a lot of energy work with my clients, and they're really starting to feel that frequency change. So it's I'm really excited about that.
I got my projector on today, right there.
Wonderful.
I wish you could see it on TV. It's just a sight to behold, me wearing a projector.
That's great. Which one are you wearing? Are you wearing a silver one or a gold one?
Silver one. I'm going to make a gold one. I'm making a platinum one for a client right now.
Oh, beautiful.
And I got a receptor and a projector on now. How's that? I got an emerald receptor on.
That's cool.
I'm recepted up. So how are you doing anyway?
Pretty good. Just the energy is really, there's a lot of energy that's really happening for me now, so I'm really excited about it. I told you about it last week. People are starting to feel a hum going through their body, and it's a frequency, a very high frequency. And they're getting it from their neck all the way down to their feet, and the vibration is really, it's really something else. So they're feeling a lot of energy. And so something is happening with the... with the flamethrower, I use that in the room, and I use the, I use everything actually in the room, but something is happening a lot, Fred, and I'm not sure what it is. I really don't know what it is, but there's a lot of stuff happening in that room.
I'm not sure either, but I'm glad it's happening.
Yep. Really sharp.
So what did you do this week?
Just work, Fred, just work. We're having, the jazz festival, the International Jazz Festival here this weekend. There's a lot of big shows coming to town. It's all week long. And so the city's really waking up. There's a lot happening here.
Yeah,
May
and June, people wake up.
Yep. And I can't wait. I bought a ticket to go to the jazz festival, so it's really good.
Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah, a lot of fun for me. A lot of fun. I need fun. Just I'm doing a lot of work, but... just looking forward to a nice week of after work going to the shows. It should be really, really great.
Oh, it didn't, getting a lot of the professional series preceptors out.
You are.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful.
People are understanding. I think one of the big sellers is that going to be that Onc unit.
The Onc unit is real good.
Yeah.
The Onc unit is, I like the negotiator. I don't know why, but I like the negotiator. And when you had put that Onc on, your third eye opened up, but the whole face becomes the third eye, and it's very interesting that happened for you. I was watching it happen. So there's something really happening with this new receptor that you have. It's really, really incredible.
Well, we've got a lot of clients buying those now. And,
that's wonderful.
The Onc
wonderful.
I got a real aggressive sidekick here who's wanting some cheese.
That's great.
Oh, he goes crazy over cheese.
Yeah.
So anyway, the Onc unit, what it does is it takes all your past lives, every one of them, and quantizes them into this lifetime. So every experience you've had in every lifetime, male and female, is brought to your consciousness forward.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So people that were Egyptians, for example,
mm-hmm.
they get to realize that experience now immediately. And,
that's incredible. Yeah.
I mean, people were Atlanteans, Lemurians. I mean, everybody's probably been all of those things, but at certain times, certain people were major players in those lifetimes, and other times they're minor players. That's the way it works.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you might have been Akhenaten or somebody in an Egyptian lifetime, but then maybe in a lifetime during Atlantis, you were just someone that maybe drove a spaceship around for somebody else. You know what I mean?
Sure.
A spaceship driver.
That's really incredible stuff, Fred, that you're talking about past lives. That's incredible. It brings right to the surface. That's really incredible.
Yeah. Those two Pleiadian ships came about right after February.
Right.
Come on now. Getting a little aggressive with me. Oh, there's a caller there, I think. Hello, caller.
Yes.
Yes. Dr. Bell? Fred?
Yeah, who's this?
This is so bizarre. I'm Catherine. I'm from upstate New York, and I'm just calling to tell you that I appreciate you. It's so weird that I could get through, and I'm watching you with your bird. I'm a person who has no furniture. I sit on the floor with my dogs. I love them so much. So,
people up here
are very uptight, and I don't always find a lot of kindred spirits, but, I try to whenever I can, and you change. I used to watch you on Fridays, and I switched over, but I just want to say, whenever I see you, I feel so much love when I see you and when I hear you. You're just an incredible person.
I appreciate that. What part of New York are you? And you're up there by Steve? He's up there in Rochester. Would you stop that?
I'm outside of Albany.
Oh, Albany. Okay, that's up in the northern part.
Yeah, that's about four
yeah.
hours away by car, yeah.
Yeah,
it's cool. So
just go over and visit Steve
it's
and get
beautiful.
One of his statements.
It's beautiful country,
but
people are not... A lot of people are not exactly open-minded up here. They're very, very stuck in their routines, and it's hard to find kindred spirits to talk about certain
yes.
things.
Yes.
But
what do you do anyway?
I'm retired from sales. I'm an MBA, and I clean houses and I work at a bar just to be with people.
Oh, that's cool. I like it's working like, in the bar part.
I'm a feeling type person.
Come in there and get a drink.
What's that?
I'll come in there and the bird get a drink.
But,
is that Sauvignon Blanc wine?
Two dogs.
Hello? I think we lost her.
Hmm. Hopefully she'll call back. Call back.
Yeah.
Albany's
if I can
get
oh,
a glass of wine in Albany, New York, I'm there.
I was shouting. I'm sorry.
Oh, now you saturated everything. So, what do you have our receptors in that? Have you used those?
No, I'm just. I first heard you on Art Bell.
Yeah,
and
Art
I
checked Bell.
Into you.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
How
you're
dating
yourself now. What's that?
You're dating yourself now. I don't know. You've been on Art for 15 years.
But I've checked into you periodically, and yeah, I'll go on your website and see what's there. I'm finally in a position where I'm in a financial position to do something. So
I recommend
see what's going on there.
Get the Ankh nuclear receptor in solid silver. You will have a blast
just
with
say it. Okay, just say it one more time for me.
It's called the Ankh. It's A H N. Let's see, Ankh. A H N K.
Okay.
A-N-H-K.
Got it. Ankh.
Yeah,
okay, I'll check it out.
Yeah.
All right, I'll let you go. I just want to tell you truly that, you know, I love you when you do that with your bird. It's so cool. it's such a loving. It's
night.
so nice to see people that truly love their pets. So
blew up his computer connection. He keeps doing that, you know.
I'll let you go, but thank you. Thank you for everything.
Okay, you
thank
have a
you
nice
so much
week.
For calling.
I'll check it out for sure, the Ankh, A-N-K-H, right?
It's on the front page of our website, which we're about to upgrade, and you'll really enjoy it. It hooks all your past lives up into one. And
okay.
It's intense.
I will check it out. Thank
okay,
you so much.
Great.
All right, God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye. I got a bird here. It's just going nuclear because he thinks there's cheese around here. How much cheese? You can stop that. Boy, he's taking over the show tonight. I'm supposed to be doing a show here. Taking over here. Look at this guy. No, you're not going up there. Look, he wants to. There's the beak. There he is. The yellow's from the cheese on his beak. There, he's eating so much cheese, his beak's turning yellow. That's good for a bird. He's such a good bird. Took a nap with me yesterday evening, actually. He's a good bird. Now, that Ankh is really good for hooking. When you hook all your past lives together, then it gives you a lot of tremendous power in this lifetime. I mean, you already have it, but you realize it. Most people,
yeah.
I tell you, 9 out of 10 people don't realize their own power, and they have self-doubt. They're intimidated by, you know, the super rich, the super wealthy, or the sheriffs, or the, you know, the authorities, and they just aren't getting their power, and this country's lost that drive to be an individual, the American dream, which is still alive. It's just dead in a lot of people because they're dead. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
The interesting thing is that we have our own power, and we get in touch with that, and the Ankh will certainly do that for you.
Yeah.
Because that'll really get you in touch with your power, and that's for sure.
I can't wait till you get one. You're going to be really wild with it.
I'm going to get the platinum with the 18 karat gold one. I'm going right for the.
I just sold one like that with a white gold bridge.
You did?
Yep.
Wonderful.
And right now, as we speak.
Wonderful.
Yeah. It's got 21 pave diamonds on it, a 1.25 karat center diamond. So it's gorgeous. I want one for myself. Bad. Oh, real bad.
Yep.
But, you know, they're not cheap. And I'm trying to sell my receptor, which I almost give it away at this point. It's a $35,000 receptor if you bought it retail.
I'm
going to sell it real cheap just so I have some extra money to get what I want now.
That's what I'm doing. I want to sell mine. I've got it, so I just want to sell it. And the receptor that we had, that you and I have, are extremely powerful. I mean, they are powerful. It's not something that you put on a back burner. They are, the receptors that we have are very, very powerful.
Yeah, I sell mine for 60% off retail.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, that's got a $10,000 diamond in it, you know, and then it's a yellow canary. It's very yellow.
Right.
White diamonds on the bridge. It's a platinum bridge. It's solid gold.
Right.
It's a 30-inch chain, solid gold, 4 millimeter, the big chain.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm asking 12 grand for it.
I think that's what I'm going to do with mine is 12 grand.
Yeah, because right now, somebody called up and ordered one with gold, where it is now, at $1,200 an ounce or whatever.
$1,250, I think, something like that. It's very expensive.
That piece right now, hey, that's enough now, it's enough. That piece right now, so silly. Just wired. I got a wired bird. I got a wired sidekick here. You're done with the cheese. Cheese is not good for a bird. No. That's a no. But he's chewing on my. He's just so cute, you know. He chews up my cheek.
Yeah,
the hell out of me. Anyway, that piece right now would be that diamond in it would be about $35,000-$36,000. You know,
yeah,
that's the real price, or maybe, you know, actually with that diamond it might even be a little bit more. But $12,000 is a good price.
Well, the canary is a very expensive diamond. People don't know that. And canary diamond is very rare, and it's it really works well.
Well, if you went and bought a diamond like that, it'd probably be about, the diamond alone right now in the market is
$17,000. Wow.
I mean, you know, the VBS 1G, which this one is, it's, you know, it's a high-quality one, flawless, no flaws in it.
Right,
You get a slight occlusion in it, and now it's $12,000. You can get a VS2, and now it's $8,000. You can get a, you know, but there aren't too many VS2 one and a third carat diamonds with a flaw in them in Canary. There just aren't that many around, you know.
Yeah.
Because
they
won't cut them.
Yep.
You know, in that grade, they just they'll just I don't know what they do with it. I guess make industrial drill bits out of them or something. So
they're really expensive diamonds. My mom had one, so I know they're really beautiful.
Yeah, and they go up in value. I think about 30, 40 years ago, you could buy one for about $3,000 or $4,000. I mean, even then, they were not cheap.
Right, right.
But now,
right.
they're even more. You know, they're even more.
Yeah.
And I really like it. I mean, I've worn it for a long time. This is the third one I'll be selling to a regular person out there. Having a military background, I call them civilians, but you know, it'll be the third one. My attorney, Ron Lochner, has the last one, and the one before that I sold to a guy named Harold Westbecker over in Germany. And that was back when gold was $325 an ounce.
Wow.
Yeah, and I sold that one for $15,000 then. It was used.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it had a white diamond. No, it didn't have a white diamond. I don't know what it had in it. I think it had a canary diamond in, but it wasn't the quality of the one I got now. You know, because I bought enough canary diamonds to get good prices.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, you
mm-hmm.
can't touch them for under $20,000 in a carat. They're really flawless.
Yeah, they're really
white
beautiful.
The white diamonds are up in the same league, and sometimes canary diamonds are like $25,000 for a carat.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, what do you got in yours?
I have a white diamond, my ex-wife's engagement ring. I took the diamond out of there.
That's funny. What size? What carat is that?
That's
one?
It's actually a carat, and it's I think it's got one little flaw in it. Other than that, it's pretty good.
So it'd be like a VS2 then.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, but my my platinum projector, that thing is extremely powerful. And it does. It's remarkable to wear. I mean, people feel the energy from it. They want to know where the energy is coming from, and I show them this platinum projector, and they go nuts. It's really beautiful. It's really, really a gorgeous necklace. Very, very powerful. I remember the first day I put that on, Fred, and I went from the back of the platinum necklace to the front of the platinum necklace. In other words, I was looking out the front of the necklace through the back. And why I did that, I have no idea, but that's what happened. And I think I became the part of the necklace. I know that when I wear them long enough, the necklace becomes me and I become the necklace.
Yeah, they do that.
Yeah, so it's quite powerful, and it's wonderful to wear. You know, it just it gives you a sense of more power, and I have a lot of power myself, but it gives you a sense of more power.
Yeah, well, it's you know, there's so much blockage going on. You know, from all of the wonderful military satellites that are up there that I wrote about in my book.
Yes,
and because of that. You need this kind of stuff.
Well, the nuclear receptor stops all that. I mean, that just stops it dead in its tracks.
Yeah, and
the main
reason it works on that level is because it's called auric, you know, it's an auric protector.
Mm-hmm.
And it deflects, you know, in your aura frequency, your synapses are firing at a certain rate. And that produces an electromagnetic field around your body. But in most people, it's not strong enough. And so that electromagnetic field is manipulated by these satellites, these keyhole KH-11 satellites primarily.
Right, right.
Let's say launched in 91 on up. And so as a result of that, the receptor produces what's this auric offset of their energies. Also, if you put poisons in your body from food or, you know, things that we eat that aren't good for us that have chemical preservatives
mm-hmm.
in them,
mm-hmm.
it creates a free radical which can lead to cancer or some, you know, pretty vicious disease.
Yes.
And with the
yes.
receptor on, that free radical can't happen because you have an ionized, you know, cellular system in the negative
mm-hmm.
ion region that produces a negative ion effect.
Right, right.
Down in the body.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
it's around ionizing radiation
mm-hmm.
fallout or radiation that's, you know, comes from terrorists, you know, placing it in,
yes.
In the hotel air conditioning system, then it will also help
mm-hmm.
protect you from that. It'll allow you to process it. But that's
really?
What we sell those nucalerts. Those people that
mm-hmm.
travel a lot should use those
mm-hmm.
nucalerts that we sell. Because if
yeah.
you go in a hotel room and there's radiation in the air conditioning system, you won't notice it, but that nucalerk
mm-hmm.
will go off and they'll tell you to get out of that room. And there's
yeah.
a lot of
yeah.
that going around right now. There's
right.
And where it comes from, the source of that radiation comes from. They use a lot of some radioactive substances in the oil fields out in Texas.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar. I've been told by the oil people a little bit about it, but there's some radioactivity used in something what they do with the oil.
Mm-hmm.
And that gets stolen. Every day somebody steals some of it.
Wow.
And what they do is they micronize it, meaning they grind it up into a powder.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, taking salt and breaking it down. And then
right.
They throw it in the air conditioning system, and people.
Mm-hmm.
What's happened already? I mean, every once in a while you'll see an outbreak of, you know, this hotel. These people were in this hotel, and everybody got horribly sick. You know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah, you've seen that. I mean, and then they've done it on ships already. You've seen that, right? Where
yeah,
going
yeah.
to ship, and half the ship gets sick.
Mm-hmm.
Ionizing radiation, and it comes out. They try to tell you it's food poisoning, but it's not food poisoning. Food poisoning won't take that many people down. This will take everybody out. That's
wow.
what it does. And the first symptom of ionizing radiation is digestive troubles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Often analyzed as food poisoning, but it's not. And so therefore it's very necessary, I feel, to have these nucalerts that we sell. They're like $175.
Mm-hmm.
You travel.
Mm-hmm.
You go into hotel rooms. You go on ships, cruises, any of that sort of thing. That's what you sort of need, you know.
Yeah, I've got that. That seems to work really well.
Yeah.
I've got that. I have it on my keychain, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, that's where it belongs.
Yeah, so it really works well. You know, every once in a while it'll give a little beep and then it goes away.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's very nice. It's black and yellow. It's really wild.
Yeah.
Very sharp.
One guy's saying, I look like a rapper because I got my hat sideways. That's to keep Buddy from chewing up my ear. It's chewing up my ear, weren't you? Got a warm beak too, weren't you? Yeah, you got a beard, weren't you?
You better put your hat over your ear because he loves your ear.
Yeah, he chews the hell out of the ear. Yeah,
yes, he
Buddy's
does.
A rapper now. There's a bird named Buddy, and he's my buddy.
I can't wait to see them. I'd love to come out. We're doing a show in September, aren't we?
Yeah, I think so. I imagine. I'm thinking of coming back there in October and doing a show.
I would love to see you do that in New York. That would be unbelievable.
Take a booth. You can sell stuff after the lecture out in the hall or something, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not doing booths anymore anywhere in any shows.
Really?
Yeah, it's not profitable.
Okay.
But I don't know. Maybe if you came out here, I might do one out here because you can sell stuff. But if you're not coming, you know, if you're going to bump your head again or something, I'm not going to do the show.
No. I'll be out there, Fred. I'd love to see you be out here. There's so many people that want to see you. I sell the heck out of your stuff when you're here or even out there. I think we did it 1 year.
Well, we'll have hotel room in the hotel. We'll
yeah.
get a suite. We'll just have a Pyridine suite.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You can stay in
yeah.
it and you can sell
okay.
shit, and that'll work really good.
Yeah, that's good. That's cool.
And that only cost me, and I can get a suite in the New Yorker probably for a couple $100 a night.
Yep.
And that's $600. And I don't have all the unions to deal with and the blah, 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 blah to deal with.
Mm-hmm,
you
know
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'll just
yeah.
go in there, and then I have to pay your airfare because you're already there.
Yeah,
well, I'll come back. I'll talk to Mark Becker, and I'll come back and do that October show.
I'd love to see you do that, because that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I got to come back to the Big Apple. I miss the Big Apple.
It's really a lot of fun, and I bet you there's a lot of people looking for you out there too.
Yeah,
I the only time I go there, I go there to see my nephew, but the only time I really go there is when you have a show there. And I love selling your stuff out there, man. It's wonderful. People are really, really hungry for your product.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, this projector that we make, we haven't even scratched the surface of the market yet. I mean, I've been wearing mine. You know, I wasn't wearing one too much because I kept selling them. Every time I'd make a gold one up, I'd sell it, which is cool. But then I would spend the money on something else, and, you know, they're not cheap to make.
No.
I just wear a silver one. I figure, okay, I'll wear a silver. And these things, when you think about something, it happens. And you don't have to wait long.
Yep.
I mean, it happens fast.
Yeah, this platinum one, it's just incredible.
I've never had the luxury of a platinum one.
Well, neither have I, but I decided to get it because I think it really works, Fred. It really does work.
Yeah, I'll have to wait a little while before I can afford one for myself, but I will get one. But I might make a gold one up pretty soon.
Yeah, that would be great. The gold ones work very well.
Yeah.
The gold ones are very smooth. The platinum is a little bit more intense.
Yeah, I'm kind of easing in that direction. I've worn gold all my life, but I'm kind of getting, you know, so a lot of my friends are starting to, including you, to do platinum, and, you know, it's so damn speedy on me, you know. Silver alone is speedy enough, and I'm in the fast lane when I wear platinum.
Well, the platinum, yeah, you get, it's right in the fast lane. There's no question about it.
Yeah.
But that's where I want to be with this, and that's what I want, so that's why I got it.
I want to let everybody know out there that a lot of you guys want to reach me during the week and can't. And I get phone calls here and emails all the time that I can't respond to because I'm really busy. But, you know, this show is the time to call in to have a chat. You know, this is the time that we do that. A lot of my clients, they don't quite understand it. You know, at 5 o'clock on Thursdays, that's when you call in and talk to Dr. Fred. It can be about UFOs and all kinds of subjects. There's been a lot of UFO activity recently, not so much here, although I had two Pleiadian ships here in February. And it was an interesting story because Mikkel was sleeping, and I went in the other room to get her up, and she didn't wake up.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people don't do that. And so then I went back out, and they were right out over the driveway, and in our living room, projects out, and it sticks out of the house. It's like a 270-degree windowed appendage that sticks out from this house, shaped like a V-shape. It's a V-shaped house.
Mm-hmm.
The living room, at the center of the V, you follow me?
Right.
There's two wings. One goes off in the living quarters, and one wing goes off in the business side of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you go out... Hello, buddy boo. So when you go out in the living room at 3 o'clock in the morning, you've got a view. You're on top of a mountain, all across the mountain range, about half the mountain range out here.
Wow.
So there's two Pleiadian ships out there, and I had contact with them. That was the cool part.
You did?
Yeah, I did. And that's how they were told me to build these new bridges. See, the bird's even coming up on it now. He's starting to talk about it.
Right.
They told me to build these new bridges, and remember the Perceptor originally came from there. I mean,
yes.
A lot of people have tried, a lot of people have tried to copy this, and they can't because they're patented and copyrighted. But
right.
The bottom line is, people sense the energy.
Mm-hmm.
So they told me they gave me five bridge designs. I went in there. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. I sat down.
Mm-hmm.
I went to get. Finally, I did get Mikkel up, and I thought, well, I'd go take a picture. By the time she got up, it took a half an hour, and I went and took the camera out there. They were gone, but they were there for 30 minutes. I thought,
wow.
I should have got the camera out first.
Yeah.
Thinking. So I sat down at 4 o'clock in the morning in February and penciled out what they gave me, these designs.
Right.
They explained them to me.
Mm-hmm.
And even the drawings had energy. And
yes.
Then when I turned them over to my jeweler manufacturer guy, he mm-hmm. was blown away by them. He said, and he wasn't tuned in exactly to what they were, but he said, I feel a really strong energy on these.
Oh, yeah.
And he immediately created the bridges.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I have to ask him. He already did it. He was on it. Oh, yeah.
Well, I felt the ankh. When you put that ankh on, I felt the energy right away. I mean, your energy just changed.
Yeah.
It just became brighter. Hello? Somebody there? Hello?
Hello? This is Dominic from England.
Hey, oh, Dominic.
I see you over here on the thing here. What's going on, man?
Well, I'm getting really blasted by the energy coming from you. I keep seeing all these weird visions of energy around you each week.
Yeah.
And getting stronger and stronger.
Yeah.
I'm really getting blasted by it.
Yeah, well, you're sensitive, and that's
kind
what he was talking about. You know, the way our business works, it's sort of seasonal, you know, and I can tell where people are heads at, with depending on what they buy at a certain time. And all of a sudden, the energy in the last couple of weeks has exploded, maybe the last 3 weeks. And this is a good energy. It's kind of like a divine-appointed energy, kind of like a... divine intervention energy. After all these oil spills that we've had and all this other crap that's going on, there has to be an alternative to that, and I think that's what you're sensing right now. How do you like it?
Yeah. You know, I'm seeing it's kind of a flame coming from your chest, and it's, you know, coming right over your back. And I keep seeing it's kind of white cylinder behind you, and it's just rushing around that, and there's kind of trail of fire behind you, and I...
That's
really
funny.
Weird.
Yeah.
And in front of you, there's this kind of small globe. It's kind of pale green and blue, and there's streams of pink coming out of it. And it's about a foot in front of you. And I suppose at the back of the room, I keep seeing Shiva dancing away, and I think, wow.
Well, it's funny because we have energized this house. It's a big house. We have that house in Laguna with a vortex, but this house, we've energized it, and we bought a whole bunch of Buddha energy over here, some Buddha statues and that, and put them in there. And so the Shiva, the destroyer, will be present, you know, totally present when the energy is raised to a certain level, then Shiva comes in. So, you know, also, I brought a picture from Laguna, which is a sacred picture, of a Tibetan who was called Shiva, who started a thing in San Francisco called Shiva Kalpa, and I had one of the original pictures. Everybody called him Father Shiva, and I brought that picture over from Laguna about 3 or 4 weeks ago and hung it in here. And that picture was, you know, Shiva did a conscious exit of the body, Father Shiva in San Francisco, just like Yogananda did in 1951. He did it in like about 1983 or 4. So I have that energy coming in here, and it's cool that you picked up on it, because I'm not quite as sensitive as you and Steve are, but I definitely brought some artifacts over here that he had personally been involved with, either touched or had photos taken of. So you're right on, yeah.
Yeah, so I remember about a month ago, well, before I went on holiday for a few weeks, I couldn't get to listen to the show, but... Well, I was sitting there, suddenly,
room,
you know, tuning into energy, and then
my
heart started beating faster and faster and faster, and my left hand started shaking over, and I'm like, gosh, something really, really weird happening.
Yeah.
But, well, it hasn't happened that way this week, but you never know. It might happen in the next half an hour.
Have you got all my books that I've written, copies of them all?
I've got two of them. I have.
Yeah,
I've got to get
the
Death of Ignorance one of these days.
Okay, you got the newer one?
I have. I've been enjoying it.
Oh, good. That's my first big book. Before that, I was a tech writer at NASA. Now, between you and Steve...
I've been learning as much as I can from it.
Yeah, that's a real good book. You know, we redid that and reprinted it, and... everybody wanted that book back, and we've been selling it pretty good again. It's in a new version now, but, I mean, it's updated, but it's a cool book.
It's a very cool book.
I'll get that as soon as possible. Yes, I think the ANC receptor is the thing I'm going to find myself wearing one of these days.
So we'll work you up. You know, we'll work you a payment plan, and you don't have to pay it off to get it. Just come up with some kind of down payment, because we trust you. We know you're a loyal listener and a brother here, so we'll work you out a deal on it. You can just make payments on it, you know.
Okay. I just bought some Pirelli.
Yeah, I saw the
order.
I ordered that,
and that was the first thing I've been able to buy in quite a while, because, you know, I've been flat broke, and I said, my gosh, one of these days I've got to get back on Pirelli, and that's my sort of major thing I've managed to do in all this quite a long while.
Yeah.
So, I'm trying to think, if I'm going to get an ANC receptor, I've got to work out, I have to find the money for the import tax. That could be the heavy thing to deal with, but I'll think about that definitely.
Yeah, well,
but I've also noticed,
and you'll get a good treatment on that, you know.
Okay, I've also noticed I used to have one of those receptor discs, a nuclear disc.
Oh, the nuclear disc. Yeah.
I had it for 3 years, but suddenly it disappeared.
Well,
I don't know how
better.
It disappeared on me like that, but
yeah, it went to somebody.
I
wonder if that happened
to other people.
Did. That's usually what happens. People don't steal them, they just appropriate them, you know? It probably is being used by somebody that needed it more than you.
Yeah.
They have a life of their own.
Okay, well, I'll trust that. You know, I kept sort of asking the gnomes and the pixies to return it, but they haven't worked their one out. You know, I've lost a pen in my house, and then suddenly, you know, I couldn't find anywhere. It's impossible that it could have got lost. I asked the gnomes and the pixies, and a few days later, it turned up in the middle of my bed on the top of it. And thought, well, maybe one
of
these days it'll tear out of nowhere, except nuclear disc, but well, I'll see. Okay. Well,
yeah,
it'd be lovely to chat with you.
The new receptors have a machine-tooled face to them, whereas those discs were all cast. So the quality of the pyramids and is completely different on the new receptors. It's way different than that disc. That disc was a representation of what the energy is about, but it's like 1/10 the power of the new. Just the casting alone is not cast anymore. It's machined, and it's so much different. So it's some more accurate. Mm-hmm. You know, the accuracy is way up there now.
Yeah.
That
makes a big difference.
The first edition. You know, I'm still hobbling around as one of those. So I'm really looking forward to all the power that comes up from the new ones. I just can barely even imagine it. And when I first put this nuclear receptor on, it almost blew my head off.
Yeah, well, that's cool.
That by the end of the first day.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, we need to come back over there and do that show that Graham used to do over there by the Buckingham Palace. Yeah, there's a show a couple blocks from there we used to do. I need to get my passport reinstated and re-updated and come back over there to England and do a show. We always did a great show there in London. We were kind of like mobbed every time we ever came there, you know. So I look forward to getting
back. I used to go to that show myself.
Some British energy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Where you live in? You don't live in London, right? You live outside, right, in Birmingham or somewhere?
I live on the outskirts of London.
Oh, okay.
You know, it takes an hour for me to get from my house to central London, walking to the train station and catching the train in. So, you know, it's...
My daughter Megan moved.
That's London, yeah.
Yeah, my daughter Megan moved from the Isle of Wight over to London, and I don't know what... She sent me the name of a town that she's in London, some, you know, district or something. But, she's over there now, too. So are you north or south or east or west? You were towards the Wales direction. Which direction are you from
North
London?
Northwest London.
Huh?
Have you heard of Harrow?
No, which way is that? East or west or what?
Well, I'd be on the outskirts of northwest London.
Okay, northwest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so okay. What's that up? Gatwick Airport, that's up. How far are you from Gatwick Airport?
Oh gosh, I haven't been there in a long while. I'm not really too sure.
That's up in your area, though, right?
It's not. I think the nearest airport to me is Heathrow.
Yeah, Heathrow's popular. Gatwick was north of London. I landed there once in the fog, but I forget where it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Gatwick is kind of one of the further airports to me, from me in terms of, you know, being around London.
Yeah. I know it's a bit of a drive from Gatwick down to London. I remember that much. That was one of my trips over there in the wintertime when it was all fogged in, you know.
Mm-hmm. Where's Heathrow?
I've been occasionally approached by Rastafarians with their big bull woolly hats on. They keep asking me sort of where can they get a bigger pyramid than the one I'm wearing. I think they want a foot wide one to go over their heads these days.
Yeah, you should become a distributor at some point. You'd do really well over there, you know that?
That sounds like a good idea. It's sort of like, I get all the people asking me, sort of, where do I get them? Where do I get the pyramids? Where do I get the pyramids? And then, you know, it's sort of like one of these days. Yeah, I'll have to work it out, but it seems like a sensible thing to do.
Yeah, it would give you a nice stable sort of income. You know, you'd have a good weekly or monthly income.
I keep wondering about the tax man, though. You know, like
if you were selling the inexpensive stuff over there, we can declare a low value on it, and you won't have a problem with it, because you'll sell it for retail, and we'll declare a very low wholesale value. And I would go with the inexpensive receptor line. We have a new line. It's replacing the $160 receptor with a $300 receptor. But you see the quality of it. It's the difference in alloy, not a casting. So we're phasing the old inexpensive ones out with a much better starting receptor, and that's where you want to get going. It's cheaper than the silver by far, but it's still a nice piece. You know, it looks just like a silver one actually, but it's not silver. You know, it's an alloy. It's a copper alloy. And so we got a new product line. We're just beginning to launch it now. Just started.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful,
Fred.
There's a
lot of new things on the horizon for Paradigm. Plus, we're getting ready to do our website over again.
There's a lot of changes going on with Paradigm. That's wonderful.
Yeah, it's getting back together, and we're working on the QBAM machine now. We're doing circuitry. Breadboarding, all that kind of stuff is starting to happen. That's the quantum biological adjustment machine. It's a CMT program, but we are, you know, we're actively building the machine right now.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be sold through Paradigm and other companies. And that's a big project, but that's happening now as we speak.
That's
kind of interesting. And then the byproduct science that comes from that will be interesting. We just got, of course, the projector. We got our patent issued in March 16th, I believe it was, for that projector series, which, according to the U.S. Patent Office, is a light display device. They named it. They wouldn't go with projector. They said, if you want a patent, we're going to call it the light display device. And I guess it was a lady, and she said she saw light coming off of it. And it's the U.S. Patent Office, hello. And if... And she says, I'm not going to call it the projector. She says, this thing generates light. And I swear to God, you know, my attorney, you know, Bear Kobler and whatever, and some of the largest patent attorneys in the country, they couldn't believe it because it was a design patent. But they almost gave me an operational patent on it, and they did that and so forth in the name, light display device.
Yeah.
I thought they were fooling around with that name. Yeah, no, they were serious. And she says, I'm not going to grant you a patent, she told my attorney, unless I get to call it that. And I said, okay. And that's what we called it. And so it's called a light display device.
Incredible.
All light on it.
I'll let you
that's
go
pretty
down.
Heavy,
it'll
you know?
Be awesome phone in.
When you get a government employee in a patent office, which are strict, restricted, you know, very concerned, detail-oriented person to see light coming off of one of your products and naming it that way and refusing to back down and going to refuse your patent, no problem, lady. I'm going for it. You know, I like the endorsement of the patent office in my, you know.
Yeah.
Remember, Albert Einstein worked for the patent office in Switzerland. That was his first normal job.
You know? That's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
He must have been quite a guy.
Yeah, I never met him because he was before my time. I think he died in 1955, but that's the year I went to Disneyland, and Disneyland just opened that year because my dad knew Walt Disney. I was 9 years old. I'll never forget it. But
wow,
he was quite a guy. He was quite a womanizer too. You know, I guess.
Oh, he was.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He met after that eclipse of Jupiter, which proved his theory of relativity by shifting light at a certain point, which they calculated. He had calculated it would shift during the eclipse, and it did. That proved theory of relativity. And he started hanging out with, I'm trying to remember the name of the actor. He was a very popular actor at that time. So Albert Einstein went to Hollywood and started hanging out with movie stars. And that... And he had so many affairs out there in Hollywood that he lost his consciousness of the unified field theory, so he never could finish it. He became a ladies' man. He was married at that time to that French girl. I forget her name, but married to this French lady. They kept their marriage together, but he did have a bit of a time, you know, screwing around.
Yeah.
I remember the guy he was hanging out with, because he's very famous, but it'll come to me in a minute. Science is interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The negotiator.
Yeah, now, what do you think of that? That's
I think that's cool, but the Ankh, I'm very surprised at the energy that came off. Remember I told you I saw light coming from your face?
Yeah.
And he's just verifying that, or the patent person is verifying that, but
both of them are both W, you know. Both guys are. I mean, she and him both.
Yes. So that'll be incredible. I just can't wait to see the other devices that you're coming up with.
Yeah, there's more stuff coming. I don't know where it comes from, but I never thought. I mean, Paradigm's getting out there. That's all I can say. 35-year-old company, and just when you think we've reached our creative point, we have a whole new plateau and launch. Off we go again, you know?
Yep. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's wonderful to do. You're really helping the planet, Fred.
I guess.
Really,
I mean, I don't know
the planet.
What I'm doing, but I'm doing I'm doing what I like to do, you know?
Yes. Yes.
And people seem to like it, which is great, you know?
Well, you're good at it, buddy. You're good at it.
And we get calls all the way from England.
Yep. Wonderful.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I met you, you walked up to me in Toronto. In front of 500 people, and you said to me, this necklace will be wonderful for you. I'll never forget that.
Really? That's cool.
Yeah, that was really sharp. That was great. I went and bought one that night.
Yeah. And you bought one of the regular ones then, right?
Yeah, I bought a silver receptor. I bought a silver receptor.
You bought a good one right off the bat.
Yeah, I bought a one with a blue sapphire stone in it, and it really, really helped me. And
yeah.
I had that for years.
Yeah, because I remember you had some heart problems, and that was
right.
Helping you.
Right. And then, of course, I moved to the gold one, and that was really powerful stuff. It was a lot of fun. There's a lot going on with your company, Fred. A lot.
Yeah, I know. It's like I've always tried to control it, and it doesn't work. It's
maybe
always out of control.
Yeah, maybe the best thing to do is not to control it.
Oh, I've already learned that.
Yeah.
I just throw my hands up in the air and say, okay.
Yeah.
But what I do is I just try to go around and clean up, you know, karma that when we misdirect it, it creates karma, and I try to clean that up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, everything's cool.
Yeah, that's so sharp. It really does work.
Well, you know, the negotiator, originally I wanted to call it... I think I wanted to call it the prosecutor. Mikkel says, no, you can't call it that. You'll scare people away.
Right.
Oh, no, or the enforcer. I know it's some really powerful legal... Because when they gave me the design of it with a sheriff's badge on it,
mm-hmm.
and And I asked, well, I said, yeah, that's a symbol of authority. And they said, yeah, that certain people need the symbol of authority.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like to have one of those too. I mean, but and then I looked at that and I said, well, that's a symbol of authority. But what am I going to do here? I want to call it the prosecutor.
Mm-hmm.
And meaning that it puts you on the stand,
because mm-hmm.
that's what prosecutors do in a court trial. And all
right.
this legal energy came up because I know there's people out there that have bankruptcy problems and all these kinds of problems, and this would help
right.
them.
Right.
And then it came up, you know, we talked about it, and the idea came, we call it the negotiator, because what do you do when you have a problem? You negotiate yourself out of it. You do a plea bargain if you're having a legal problem, or
mm-hmm.
if you're a businessman trying to make a deal to make your company better or whatever,
mm-hmm.
you call that a negotiation.
Right, right.
And it wasn't just meant to go into the legal field of legal eagles and people that do legal work. It was meant
mm-hmm.
to go into fields that people want a strong accomplishment. I mean, a very strong, and the very first one I sold, I can't say who I sold it to, but he was one of the most powerful businessmen in the world.
Really?
Yeah, who has cell phones in 16 countries, is a friend of the president of Microsoft, close friend,
mm-hmm.
and a West Point graduate. That's who I sold the first one to, and he loves it. So that was the very first one, and it just...
Yeah.
It's been uphill since that, and
yeah.
so the people step up to this product, and I talked to him the other day, and he says he loves it. You know, it's working great for him. He was in some country. Every time I talked to him, he's in a foreign country doing something
mm-hmm.
big. You know,
right,
all over the world, all the time, and so that's you know it has its track record. You know,
yeah,
it has
yeah.
its track record, and that's really cool.
Yeah, it's really. You know what's interesting, Fred, is that the energy is coming over the telephone.
Yeah.
I can actually feel the energy of the necklace that you're wearing. Pretty
yeah.
powerful. Makes a difference.
Buddy Boo has been pretty hot tonight.
Yeah. Is he still biting your ear?
No, he quit. He actually quit after a while. He stopped biting the ear. And he's just got into the energy when Vroom called in,
mm-hmm,
William there.
Mm-hmm.
He just got really high, and between you and him, and he's just floating right now. He's very
yeah.
happy, very mellow.
Yeah.
He works on energy, you know.
Yes, he does.
He's sometimes he's real quiet.
Mm-hmm.
You hear him? He's just got a lot to say tonight.
Right. He's been busy all night.
Yeah, but he's hiding from the camera for tonight. I mean, usually he'll be in the camera's view, but tonight he's hiding from the camera. He's up behind my shoulder here. Just doesn't want to be on the camera tonight. He wants to be, you know, incognito, as he says.
Right.
You can't beat an incognito bird. And I have this bottle of Shaoluzi sitting here all this evening. Have you got your Shaoluzi back?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I love my Shaoluzi.
I haven't had any all day since yesterday, so I'm going to have a little bit now before we close the show out in about 4 minutes.
You know, it's really fantastic, Fred. Whenever we're on the air, the energy coming from your house is just so incredible. So I suspect that the energy from the negotiator or whatever you're doing in that house is really, really powerful.
Yeah, it is. We got a big Buddha, and you know when you come, it's the Buddha energy in the south. The Bodhisattva,
right?
It's Bodhisattva is the word for it.
Right.
The Bodhisattvic energy is a servant of the higher forces. And,
okay.
And that's what we are. I don't put myself in a religious area where
yes.
I'm serving Buddha
yes.
or Christ or
right.
Or some white brotherhood master. I serve the world. In
yes.
what they asked me to do. And,
mm-hmm.
and so what we've done is we've amplified whatever Buddha, Christ, or whatever other bodhisattvic energy chooses to accept our humble,
mm-hmm.
approach, then
mm-hmm.
we amplify that. And
right.
And lately,
right.
we've been in this house almost 2 years, and and we're starting to amplify whatever the heck is here now. It takes a while to figure out your place, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's
the energy is really incredible. I'm beginning to feel it cleaner.
Yeah, exactly. It is cleaner.
Which
is,
yeah, it's much, much cleaner and much
focused.
Higher. Yes, very focused.
And so I can Laguna Beach House. I didn't know we were on a vortex. I had no idea. For the first 5 years I lived there.
Mm-hmm.
I've had that house now for 35 years.
And now
I understand what it is, but it took me 10 years to understand it. I didn't even have a crystal in there for the first 5 or 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not
mm-hmm.
even one. That's when I got a master crystal. I get in there, I guess, around 1979, 1980. That's
yeah.
when I learned about master crystals.
Yep.
And then we still didn't know about the vortex until another 10 years went by. And then suddenly we realized that when we put those irradiators up, what the vortex was.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So it's been real interesting.
You know, when I was at your house in Laguna Beach, and you put on that show for a bunch of us at the house, that was incredible, Fred.
The laser light show, yeah.
Oh, my God, that was like, it just cleaned everything.
Yeah, we still have that show set up there, but haven't activated it. But now out here, I've recently purchased a lot of lasers, and I'm getting ready to buy a bunch more.
Mm-hmm.
We have yet to do a laser light show here because I haven't been able to figure out the configuration of the right devices in the right places to set it up here. Because we've only
mm-hmm.
been here 2 years. To set up a show like that, it took 15 years. It had to be
yes.
tied to the music, which was the Atlantis Rising song
mm-hmm.
that we used, the album. And
yeah.
so it's time. Anyway, we're out of time, speaking of
okay.
time. Okay. So anyhow, put out your phone number. We got to bail because we're 1 minute over already.
Sure. If anybody needs any help with any of the product, please give me a call, 585-746-8321. Thank you, Fred.
Yeah, I'll talk to you in a bit. You've been
okay,
listening
buddy.
To Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show, 5 o'clock p.m., Thursdays every week. And we'll see you on the Sunday night show. It's a canned show. It's great. Thanks, guys. See the chat room. Had a lot of fun. Do it again.